Any day now. Oh! Alabaster Box.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah, Love on the Radio. They have a song called Bigger, but I can't find it that I really like. Anyway, there you go. So,
I got a big old bruise in my arm.
You want to tell everybody how you got that giant bruise on your arm?
Because well, that's a funny fault. Story.
It is not my fault. I live here too.
I was standing in the laundry room.
Minding your own business.
Clothes in the wash machine. Minding my own business.
And that was coming.
And he walked in. And he sneaks around like some kind of ninja.
I'm a ninja.
He walks really soft. And I never hear him coming in. And he walked in and I turned around. He's scared the living daylights out of me. I flew up in the air. And then because it's a wood floor, and I was barefoot, my foot slipped out from underneath me, almost fell on the floor, rammed my arm on the side of the wash machine. He had to catch me so I wouldn't fall on the floor. I was almost there.
Yep.
Scared me to death.
Yep, she lost it. She lost her complete cool. If you can imagine, like, Fonzie cool, James Dean cool, this is the opposite. This is flailing fish on the side of a bank uncool. Just...
Ugh, and now my arm hurts. Thanks.
I didn't have anything. All I was walking and asking if you were ready for lunch.
It's stiff, man. And you're, hurts me. Mean.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
I'm not gonna say a word here.
Well, good, Tim, thanks. On this show, we're gonna talk about what?
Possums.
Oh, we're taking listener calls.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
Well, actually, just one possum.
It was actually a haunted trash can.
Yeah. What is going on in our backyard?
We've got the wild kingdom. Mitchell of Omaha's
wild kingdom in our backyard.
We've got possums, rats, mice, bunnies, stray cats.
Raccoons.
So last night, I hear something on the patio. I'm like, what is that? And I thought it was just like...
First of all, there's this other stray cat that's been like terrorizing our cat.
So I think that, you know, maybe that's the problem. Or I think just maybe Astrophy's playing out there because I just hear something banging.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I switch the light on. And
the trash can.
I don't see anything. And then all of a sudden the trash can moves.
It's such a bing, bing, bang, bang, bang.
It's this big,
big green
plastic,
rolling trash
green
can.
Trash can. It's got the lid on top of it, and it's rocking back and forth. And I'm like, that's interesting. The trash can is moving. And it had the lid on it. So it's like,
well,
you
because
know.
I had been out there a little bit before, because you had the BB gun after that other cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had watered my plants. And so I put the top of the trash can was laying on the floor. And so I put it back on the trash can.
Right. Which is
apparently
trapping. So I go out there. And I'm
with
like,
his BB gun.
And I'm thinking this is still the cat. The cat had gotten down into the trash can, a stray cat, because it's a nasty cat. So I take my BB gun and I throw the lid off of the trash can, expecting a cat just to burst out of it like a jack in the box. And I didn't want to be anywhere in the way.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Nothing.
So I very cautiously stuck my head over in there because I was just afraid at any minute something was going to pop out. And I was you know, I didn't want to pee my pants or anything. So I was over there and I looked down in there and looked.
And so he turns around and I'm standing inside the door. He goes, "Leave the door open. Don't shut it till I come back in."
That's in a minute. That's in a minute. That is not yet. I go over and I look down in the trash can and looking up at me is the biggest possum I've ever seen in my entire life.
He wasn't playing dead yet.
No, he was looking up at me going, "I don't know how I got in here.
How did I get in here?
Please, let me out of here." You know how possums are over actors anyway.
Yeah.
So
I asked him if he sounded like William Shatner.
He did. And so that was scary enough because possums are nasty looking creatures. So he looks up at me with his long snoot. "Help me." I was like, okay. So he's down there beside my old toaster oven in the bottom of this trash can.
Was he licking the crumbs out of the toaster?
No, he was looking up at me going, "I don't know. I don't know."
There wasn't even any food. There was no trash in there at all.
I don't know how he got in there or why he got in there. There was.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so because I don't know how he scaled the outside of that trash can.
I don't know. Yeah. It's not like he's a mouse or something.
And slick. Anyway. So I'm like, okay, I got to let him out. So this is when I tell you not to close the door.
Yeah, okay.
Because if he runs at me, I want to be able to run in and shut the door.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, animals get crazy when they get scared.
Boxed in. And yeah.
There's only one.
No pun intended.
And this porch is a long U-shaped kind of porch. There's like.
There's only one way out. Unless you go in the house.
Right. So that's when I turn the trash can around and I flip it over. So that he'll run out. When he runs out, he'll run out towards
there was no running. He was doing what possums do.
Because the toaster oven landed on top of it. So he decided, "I'm going to play dead. Oh, woe is me. I'm dead." You know, and so he lay. So I don't know if he ever even left or not. I still haven't been out there to look.
Well.
Have you been out there to see if he left the trash can?
No, I've been afraid to go out there.
I mean, he could be still pinned in there underneath the toaster.
Well, it's not that big of a toaster oven.
He was a pretty big possum. I'm sure he got out.
Oh, well, and Astro was sleeping there this morning. So I'm sure that Astro would not be sleeping there if there was a possum in the trash can.
Probably not. So this week we got a voicemail message from Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's see what he has to say. Except I have to turn his volume up or you can't hear what he has to say.
Hey, TBS. Bind squirrels.
Okay, you're going to wake up, Winston. Wake up.
Come on.
Let's get it going.
Because this abbreviation is the same as the TV network. What do you know? I just noticed that. Anywho, this is Rockin' Foe JC, or as Brad likes
That's
to
not
say,
Winston. Oh, wait.
Rockin' Froe JC.
I'm sorry. This was not my intern's fault, Dan. I put them in here, but two went to number one. It says 2-3-1, and... So this is Rockin' Fro. Okay. Sorry. Did not Winston. Apologize to Winston for that.
Anywho, I wanted to comment on your guys' chocolate milk and poo show. Really interesting topic.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That was on the 17th anyways, and
I can't tell you how happy I am you're bringing it back up.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It was a great day in my life.
More than just to bring to your attention that the end of the show was cut off. So I was curious to know the end of the plot that is the chocolate milk and poo show.
That's been fixed, by the way.
Yeah, it was fixed.
So you might want to re-download that or go out to twoblindsquirrels.com and you can just hit play. Yes, it did get cut off and we didn't get to hear the poo of the chocolate milk and poo.
Yeah.
But I have fixed that since then. So I apologize for that, everybody, if you got cut off on that show.
Anyways, and more randomly.
Shakabuku.
Yes, I was listening.
We have a winner!
Yay!
Let's see if he knows where it's from.
You should do that more often. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
You should do that more often, he says.
Yeah. Shakabuku is from Gross Point Blank. It is Swahili. My next hint this week was going to be Swahili for fire of the head.
Yeah.
It's often used by Hindus.
Blunt.
I think it's Hindus.
Wasn't it like a blunt?
She said it was a swift kick
blunt.
Wait, it was a swift kick to the psyche that changes your perception of reality forever. That was her quote.
Yep, Minnie Driver, and that became our That became our thing.
That became our thing.
Because
that's what we were to
Brad
each other.
Did that to me, and I did that to him.
We were a swift so, kick to the psyche that changed our realities forever.
So now, Shaka is our our way of saying I love you.
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. So. We have a lot of ways of saying I love you. Yeah. This is Winston.
Okay, Brad, it's Winston again.
Whoa. Oh, he's out.
Just want to clarify something. That last phone call was supposed to be a humorous comment on the diversity of Christians in America. But if you go and pick a fight about it,
hey, back off me! All right, that's all I'm saying. I like Winston.
I know.
Fight about it. That's all right. But I'm gonna do it on the forums. Where I can, you know, you can't edit me.
Oh, see, he's too smart for you.
If you don't think I can edit you on the forum, you're sadly mistaken.
Or anything like that. And for the record,
yes. What record?
The last part of that about we are currently members of a Methodist church, and Methodism teaches Arminianism and not Calvinism.
Is that what you said?
That's a whole nother ball of wax. And we'll do that on the forum. Bye.
Bye. You know, we covered this on Monday, and I had some questions about it as well. The Arminianism versus Calvinism. Uh-huh. Calvinists tend to be very briefly, and this is an overgeneralization, doesn't need to be anybody's definition, but they just tend to be very strict. I know. They're very strict in their how they define God's sovereignty, in that we have no free will, basically, and that he, you know, predestines us and elects us and chooses us and makes all the decisions for us, uh-huh. and we cannot really do anything outside of that. Now, it's a broad overgeneralization, okay? But Arminianism on the other side says that we have free will all the time and we can do anything, mm-hmm. and God has given us complete free will to do anything, and that's an overgeneralization as well. But I disagree with both sides, and I think right. it's more.
That's wheeling in the middle.
Yes. I tend to think the Bible teaches neither one. So that's why I land in the middle. Okay. So there you have it. And yes, that discussion he has already started that discussion on the forum, because that message was left last week. And it is a very good discussion on the forum. So if you'd like to read it, it's at mylifeministries.org/forums. And the reason I'm talking so fast is because I have to go pick up my daughter. I don't want to rush through the show, but I have to go pick up my daughter. We also heard from Bill Campbell, and of course it helps if I turn up the volume again. You think I would learn that, like a lab rat.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? Bill Campbell. A friend of mine just introduced me to Google Talk. I think it's very cool. You know, you may even have your listeners call into this if they've got Gmail. That's all I wanted to say. Reply to this, though, for me, just to make sure that I know that you got it, okay? Thanks, Brad. Blessings.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Campbell.
Is he from the Northeast?
Believe so. Just guessing?
Just guessing.
Believe so. Thanks, Bill. Yes, you can send me a, if you know my Gmail account, you can
How come they don't address me? How come they're just talking to you?
Because I'm the one that places to address. If you're on the, if you
No. I mean, when they make their calls, they're talking to you, not us.
Because I'm the host of the show. You're the beautiful co-host. Oh, what is that? Did you just have gas right here on the show?
No, I want to be addressed too.
Fine, okay. She's got her feelings hurt, Bill. Sorry.
Just saying.
You did it, not me. Ouch. That's good.
Okay, our child is going to be abandoned at school right now.
Yes, I know. I have to go get her. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Sorry it's a little short.
But yes.
So am I. So there you go. I'm 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", something like that.
I don't know, 10.
10, 5'10". Yeah.
You don't want to make yourself shorter than you are.
No. Did you know Gary Coleman's like 4'8"?
Okay.
Good grief, that's short.
Yeah. So got a lot of attitude to make up for it.
The shortest you can be without being a midget. Do you know what I heard the other day?
You're not supposed to use that word.
They don't like being called midgets
anymore?
No,
they're little people.
That's not a bad word.
Well, apparently to them it is, because it was used in negative ways. I guess that's what they said. All right. You have it.
All right. Okay. If I don't understand this.
Again, the child.
Oh, yeah.
Vas con Dios, y'all.
Adios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.